Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today?
Big day, thinkbigradio.com listeners. Big here, your host. Like to thank you all for your continued support, spreading the word about Think Big Radio. Have you spread the word today? I've got a great interview lined up for you. I have Deborica Russell. She's a resume writer. She can enhance your resume to help you navigate into the career of your choice. She's also here for our September Woman Wealth Challenge guest. Deborica, are you there?
I'm here, Ken.
Great, great. Before we get started, how about sharing all of your contact information so that our listeners will be able to reach you?
The name of my company is Agape Career Counseling Group. The online website is catcatgoat.com, and the email address is agapeccg@yahoo.com. And my contact number is 813-586-0877.
All right, great, great. So I'm going to call you Ms. Russell for the remainder of the show. And I'd like for you to, before we, you know, get about where you're from and all those different things, tell us a little bit about why you chose that particular name, Agape, and CCG.
I chose the name Agape because I am a believer, a follower of Christ, and so I always want to give people that love. And what else can you do but love where you work, because it's like another part of your life. You spend 40, 60, 80 hours a week at a facility, so you should love it so that you don't have to work mentally anymore. You just work in the place of where you love. So that's why I decided to name my company Agape Career Counseling Group.
Wow, I really love that name and how you chose it, because sometimes we just get so overwhelmed and stressed, not only at the places of business that we are, but even in doing our own business. And so for you to even have that type of thoughtfulness, I can't wait to see you in action with some of the things that you're going to be doing for our listeners, as well as, you know, hear from some of our listeners that might come on what you've done for them. So, Ms. Russell, tell us a little bit about, you know, where you're from, where you're at, a little bit about your history.
Well, I currently reside in Tampa, Florida. I'm a South Florida native. I was born in Delray Beach, Florida. I grew up in Boynton Beach, Florida. And so I'm a Florida girl through and through. I went to college in Tallahassee. So go Florida State, go FAMU. After I graduated, I had fallen in love with the Tampa area previous to graduation and decided, hey, it's a good in-between Palm Beach and Tallahassee, so why not settle in Tampa? So that's how I got here to Tampa, Florida.
Okay. I love Tampa. I love going down there, of course, to the beach. I try to get there every couple of years. There was a point where I was down there almost every year for about 3 or 4 years.
The beaches are definitely addictive. I would agree.
Okay, so now, and talking about your business, let me start by asking you. Well, first of all, we know in order for you to get in the door, you have to have a resume. So let's start with, let's say you've taken care of their resume, and I just want to go right into how do you ace an interview? What are some of the steps that you would give our listeners about acing an interview?
The first thing I would tell anyone that I'm working with is that they would need to understand the interview starts as soon as you pull up in the parking lot. So you don't want to pull up with loud music or anything vulgar coming out of your car, because you are already being seen. Whoever you greet in the room, as far as the secretary or the receptionist, you would need to treat them with the same respect that you treat your interviewer. because they're also part of the interview process. And a lot of people kind of miss that step, and so they don't give them the same courtesy and respect as the person that they're showing up to meet. You also want to make sure that you're there at least 10 to 15 minutes early, because there may be other documents that they need prior to your interview. And if you show up 2-3 minutes before you're scheduled to go in, you didn't give yourself enough elbow room to get anything else executed. You didn't give yourself a chance to, you know, take a breath, say a prayer, whatever you need to do before you walk in. And so you kind of set yourself up for failure. But once you get into your interview, there are several things that you can do. You want to make sure that you remember people's names. So if you have two interviewers, ask them both their names and remember them. So if you need to make it a song in your head, make it a song in your head so that when you're answering those questions, you can address those people. You also want to be current in your interview. It's pointless to show up to interview for a job and you didn't research the company prior to going, because then the interviewer will feel like you really aren't that interested because you didn't even look us up to see what we're about and who we are and what we offer. And then you, when you're in your interview, you want to make sure that you're not asking questions they've already answered, because that will be the biggest red flag to tell the interviewer you're not there, you're not paying attention, and they would go ahead and make the leap that it would probably roll over into the workplace environment.
Give me one of those examples about answering a question a second time. Because, I mean, you were breaking up on my end just a little bit, and I kind of got what you were saying. Can you give us an example?
So let's say the interviewer asks you, they asked you why you feel you'd be a great fit for the position, and
you say,
I'll be a great fit for the position because I have 5 years of experience and I know how to work this machine. And then when you get to the end of your interview and they say, did you have any more questions for me? Or when they ask you another question, you give them that same information all over again. They're going to feel as if you weren't paying attention when they asked you the question the first time. They're looking for more depth if they ask you a question the second time. So if they ask you initially, tell me about yourself, and you give them your answer, and then they say, well, tell me what your work history is, they're wanting you to dig into it a little bit more. So they're making the questions really close together, but you got to be able to give them more depth.
Right, because one word can change the entire meaning of a sentence. I feel you on that one.
Correct.
So let's say I'm at the end of the interview or I'm getting near the interview. Is there a particular thing that you notice or that I'm sure you've interviewed a lot of different people as well as interview people who want your service, because you can't just give your service to anyone. How do you kind of know, or in that interview, if you kind of landed the job or not? Are there any, like, hints we should know about?
Well, the one thing that I tell all my clients is to make sure you're answering the question using either the STAR method, which is situation, task, action, and result, or either PAR method, which is problem, action, result. What they're trying to see is you complete a thought. You completed a process when you give an answer. If you can think through the process and answer it through the process, then you've given them a solid foundation of why you would be an asset to the company. And then you always want to ask two leading questions at the end of your interview. One of those questions should be, how soon are you looking to onboard someone? If you don't ask for the job, what I found when I was in management and with the managers I still currently interact with, they feel as if you really aren't wanting the position. You're just a box checker and you needed to come on the interview. So you want to make sure that you let them know that you're serious and you want the position by asking for it. So you can ask by saying, how soon are you looking to onboard someone? What is the next step? Who should I look to hear a call from? Anything along those lines would signal to them she really wants this job. Another way you know that you did really well in the interview is if you ask them if they have any more questions for you or if they have any concerns about your experience versus being able to complete the task, and they say, no, we think you'd be a great fit, then you kind of already have it buttoned up right there.
Okay, good. Good. So I've got through all of that, and they tell me right there, you know what, we like you. We're definitely going to hire you. when would be at a good time to even start negotiating salary? Would I do it then, or would I wait till I come in, or how does that part work?
The salary negotiation typically works in the second interview, but if you get there and they absolutely love you, they're going to say, okay, when can you start? And you tell them, you know, I would like to discuss the details so that I understand if you're currently working. You let them know that you need to give your current employer, you know, a week, 2 weeks notice, but you want to make sure that you have all your I's dotted and T's crossed. So then you would want to say, or they're going to mention, what type of money were you looking for? The first question that you need to answer that question with is, what is the range? If you don't know what the range is, you don't know where you're landing on that spectrum.
And some of those ideas, you should do you have any tools? Like, let's say if I was going for this particular position, is there any way I can kind of find out what they're paying for, you know, what they're paying their employees, or any websites that you know about, or is that something that you just share when you're with your people?
I always suggest
you can't give away everything. I know that.
Fair enough. But I always suggest Glassdoor because I've used that myself personally in the past just to know what the range is. But you're more than welcome to scope out an employer when you're researching them. You can also find research through just going in the store, going by the office, the location, and asking people if they like working there and, you know, what kind, do they pay you guys decent, things like that. Because you're going to find out that those employees are going to be really transparent because they're not going to know you from cat and a dog. So they're going to just tell you the information that you need to know.
Wow. Good advice. So what would you say your success rate is for, you know, the job placement of your clients?
Well, I do have a very good placement rate. Thank you, Jesus. and I credit that to being aggressive on the job search. So a lot of people don't understand for a job is a job. And so you have to strategically approach it that way. You need to know who you've applied to and for what position. And so if I put in a resume on Monday, which is the first, I should follow up no later than the 10th to say, hey, I wanted to touch base and see where it's at if you haven't gotten the courtesy thank you for applying email. Because sometimes employers will leave requisitions open for 2 weeks or a month or even longer. And if it's even longer, then you need to know that. And so it kind of takes the anxiety away from job shopping. I call it shopping because it makes it more funner. It takes the anxiety away from job shopping if you know what to expect when you're looking for the job. And so when I'm working with my clients and we have that listing and we know that we've applied for 10 jobs that aren't looking to close their requisition for a month, then we just kind of put those on the back burner and we continue to search. And so my placement rate is so well because we make sure that we tailor those resumes to those jobs. So if we have to tweak 3 or 4 words to make sure that it's getting to a person through the applicant tracking system, I teach my clients how to do that so that they know how to get in instead of getting the thank you for applying and going to the file of the abyss. And so if I my placement rate is 90% for clients that have started job shopping within a month.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you.
That's great. So let me ask you, okay, when we first came on, of course, we shared the website, how to get in touch with you. My question now is, what actually brought you into this business? I mean, this is something that you have to love it to be in it.
I would agree. I started out my management career many, many moons ago, and I was the horrible manager in the beginning. Then I became the half-decent manager. Then I became the good manager, and I like to think when I left, I was a really good manager. And so I know what managers are looking to hear in the interview, and I know what we want to see on our sales floor or in our call center because I've worked in those different industries. I've worked in retail, and I've worked in the travel industry. So I understand that regardless of what position you hold, you're still servicing a customer, whether it's internal or external. And so I was working in my management career, but I never felt fulfilled. Even if I met my sales goal, I made a great bonus, I still kind of felt empty. But anytime I had to deal with an HR issue, I was on a high. And so I was on to one of my old classmates. Her name is Natalie Salmon. And she indicated that she was in love with her career because she worked in HR. And she says, I think you're getting burned out because you're not really following your calling. And I'm like, you think so? And she's like, yeah, research HR. You sound like an HR person. And with a little bit more research, I realized that's what I needed to do. So I went back to St. Leo University and got my master's degree in business with a focus in HR. And I stopped working when I graduated because now I love what I do. So I really don't work all day. I just kind of do what I love to do.
And so after all that and meeting sales goals, that's when someone actually had to, you know, kind of tell you something that you already felt for it for you to move forward with doing something different.
Well, I was chasing a dollar, and everyone knows that management money is endless. And so I had this dream of having my name in lights with cherubs singing my name, but that wasn't ever making me happy. No matter how much I blew my sales goal by and got that great bonus check, I still felt empty. But once I had to deal with people and those interactions, that's when I started feeling like, man, this is really what I should be doing. And so that's why I decided to become a career coach.
And came up with a great name. Now, for all of our listeners out there, I want you to know that if you have a question for our host, for our guest, or if you have a statement for our guest, press 1 and the pound sign. So if you press 1 and the pound sign, we'll see your hands raised, and we'll be able to you'll be able to come on and ask the question. I'll never give out your full name. So I know one of our listeners here has already done that. So listener with the 651 area code and your first three is 347. So once again, that's 651-347. You're live. If you have a question or you have a comment, you can address Mrs. Russell at this moment.
Hi, Ms. Russell. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. I wanted to ask this question because I've been listening in, and I've kind of had this issue myself. When do you know that you're at the right career or even choosing the right job? Because sometimes we get a job and it's not the job that we're passionate about, like you were just talking about. Sometimes we get a different feeling like, you know what, maybe I shouldn't be doing that. So when, how do you determine, you know, picking a good job or, you know, that right career path?
I would suggest that you take a career assessment because that's what I needed to do to really truly find out where I needed to be at. I have a servant social heart spirit, so I want to help people. I'm not so much concerned about the money. I'm more concerned about being a life changer, affecting change. And so once you take that assessment and you're honest with yourself, then it's going to give you a couple of careers that you can try and pursue. And if those careers don't make sense, then look and see where they're at. So if it's a career that's fast-paced and you're always needed to do something, maybe you're not meant to be a server, but maybe you're meant to be someone in the office that's constantly taking care of things. And so you have to dig a little bit further into it if it isn't really evident to you. But you'll know you're in the right career when you stop getting up in the morning saying, oh, man, time to get ready for work. That means you're in the wrong career. But if you get up and you're like, woo, let's get it, that means you're at the right job.
Now, listener, and I'm sorry, forgive me, but we needed to actually have you tell us where you're from and what your name is as well.
Oh, my name is Dion, and I'm from Minnesota, but I live in Tampa.
Okay, great. Did Ms. Russell answer your question for you?
Yeah, she did.
Okay, great. Now, I have a number of other callers on. So I have a caller from the 813-591, 813-591. Just please state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Idini, and I'm here in Tampa, Florida.
Okay. Did you have any a question or a comment for Mrs. Russell?
I just want to say how inspiring it is to hear your story and just hear how you've gone for it. And like he said, you have to love this to do it. And most people don't do what they love. They do what they feel they have to. And just being able to hear your story, I never heard it this way before, is really awesome. And it's really inspiring for me, and I'm sure for whoever else is on the call. So keep doing what you're doing, and thank you for going for it. It just helps all of us keep doing the same thing.
Aw, thank you.
Okay, Athena, we do appreciate you. Now, I'm going to take one more caller, guys, and then we're going to get back into the nitty-gritty of the interview, the things that you really want to know. So I have a caller here, 904-430. So caller 904-430, please state your name and where you're from.
Hi, my name is Darvina, and I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Did you have a question or a comment for Mrs. Russell?
I do, actually. I have a question. Ms. Russell, do you work with ex-offenders or do you assist ex-offenders?
I do. I work with Abram Ministries here in Tampa, where I primarily help ex-offenders. So as soon as they are released from either prison or jail, they will come into our program, and we have a bunch of wraparound services that we offer them. But the main service that we want to make sure is that we our saying is to get a job, to get a job, to get a life. And so we are able to help those people that are background challenged understand what Ban the Box is all about and how to speak about their charge in an interview without retrying their case in front of the manager or HR all over again.
Okay.
Darzina, did she answer your question good?
She did. She actually answered it pretty well. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Did you have another question or comment before I take you off the air?
No, that'll be it. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Russell.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. And for our other listeners, guys, just so that you know, if you hit the one and the pound sign, you will be able to ask Mrs. Russell a question, or you'll also be able to make a statement or comment. Now, before we go any further, Mrs. Russell, can you please, for our listeners, get out your contact information again so that everybody will know how to reach you?
My contact phone number is 813-586-0877. My email address is agape, agapeccg, at yahoo.com. And my website is agape, CCG.com. And the name of my company is Agape Career Counseling Group.
Okay, great. Now, tell us about the very first time you did someone's resume. Like, was it something based off of when you did yours and was like, wow, I nailed this? Or did someone just come to you and say, Ms. Russell, I need some help?
Actually, I started doing resumes before I ever even realized that career coaching existed. A friend that someone said, look at my resume, tell me if it sucks. And I guess they assumed that I would be good at it because I was a manager and I knew what I wanted to see. So I probably started looking at resumes in my early 20s. I would like to think I did a good job. I'm not sure if I did it that well now, that well then, but I can definitely tell you I pride myself on it now.
Okay. Now, a lot of times we here on Think Big Radio, we try to assist people with their own businesses, or just like when we invite you on also getting into the career of their dreams, because what really matters is a person being happy. And so it seems like you found your happiness in helping others. And tell us a little bit about what made you say to yourself, you know what, I want to start my own business. Tell us about a little bit of the, you know, the ideas that you had in your head and how you went about it for those who may want to, you know, just grab something so that they can work on something else.
Well, working with Abram Ministries, I'm a career coach for them. And so I love what I did so much. I made several partnerships. And so one of the partnerships I made was with a gentleman named Orlando. And Orlando and I decided, along with nine other professionals in the industry, recruiters, career coaches, life coaches, that we were going to write a book. So it is called Mastering Your Career Journey, 11 Experts Unveil the Secrets to Success. And so all 11 of us kind of poured in blood, sweat, and tears, ink and paper into this book to help people navigate the waters of the interview, of salary negotiation, of backgrounds and things like that. And the reason why our book is so well received is because we have the military aspect. One of the writers, her name is Danielle, and she's in the military. We have several people that worked in nonprofit, like LaShawn and Shara. And then we have recruiters like Orlando. And then we have a life coach that is Galene and Rebecca. We have Cindy, who's also in recruiting. So all of the authors come from a different background with a different motivation. And then we have Melanie, who is a business owner, who's had her business for over 5 years, and that's all she does is career coach. And so with us having all of these professionals at the top of their game pouring into this book, we're just like a powerhouse. And so we wanted to just make sure that when we were doing this book, it was something quality. And so from the book, that's how I decided, okay, I want to be able to do more. I need to start my company. So my best friend said, hey, you know what? I think you should just go ahead and launch it. And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, no, you can do it. And so in May I launched, and here I am. Excuse me, in March I launched, and here I am.
And I know that you were doing a lot of big things, because every now and then people find us. And I actually found you on LinkedIn, and when I saw what you were doing, I knew that that was something that you know, a lot of our listeners need, because everybody's not really, you know, wanting to start a business. Some people just need to, you know, find that good job so that they can balance their budget and all the things that, you know, that come with growing older.
Right.
But one of the things that I like to point out real quick, though, is that I love how you said in the very beginning that you partnered with other people in the industry of like minds that all had a similar goal. And there's so many times where we fail to partner with people like us because we think that we have to carry the flag alone. And that's just something that I'm glad that you were able to say, because that's one of the biggest things that you have to really do when you're, you know, thinking about business, that you're never alone. There's people that you can partner with that, just like you said, make yourself and them a powerhouse.
The bigger your network, the bigger your village, the better off you are. For whatever reason, we as people have forgotten that we all got our start from someone else. You didn't think of an idea by yourself. You saw someone and you either mimicked it or they motivated you to take it to another level. And so with our group, you know, my group of colleagues, we all have something different. Like I have another colleague, I believe she lives in Texas, and she does etiquette along with career coaching. Her name is Melissa. Mm-hmm. And so that's something else that a lot of people forget about. Hey, what about the etiquette when you walk into the interview? Are you dressed properly?
Right.
Do you have that stain on your shirt that talks louder than your voice? And so if you feel that you're all composed all by yourself, you're definitely going to have some holes and deficits. So I wouldn't tell anyone to feel like you're standing on Gullah Gullah's Island in your company. You always want to partner with someone else. If it's just to bounce ideas, if it's just to stay connected or get motivation, whatever, but never try and do it alone. It's just not worth it.
That's definitely coming from an expert, and I'm really happy that you came on to talk about your business today, as well as share. Well, thank you, and share your website information. Is there anything that you'd like to discuss with our listeners as we're winding down? I mean, any key points?
My main key point that I want everyone to understand, resumes are like a 15-lane highway. As long as you're going in the right direction, of where you're trying to get to as your destination, then you've got it. But with that same thing being said, your resume is your personal document. Everyone cannot write a resume. So a lot of people love to say, oh, I'll just go and get the template off of Google, or I'll, you know, get it off of Microsoft Word. Different resumes have different purposes for different industries. So what's okay for the fashion industry or retail is not appropriate in IT, and it's not appropriate for the military. So make sure when you're getting that resume written that it's appropriate to your industry. So I would tell anyone, if you can get a professional resume writer, a certified resume writer, that's what you want to do, because that person knows the industries, they know the norms, and so you're going to avoid a lot of heartache and wasted time and denials if you can have something that's targeted, focused, and concise.
And, you know, and once again, I'd like for our listeners to know that, you know, you've got a 90% success rate, and it's because you do know the industry and you've been doing this for a while. Even though your business may be less than a year, you've been doing this for a long time.
I would say yes. Being in management, I always say people in management are schizophrenic because you have to wear 15 different hats at the same time and still smile. And so with that being the bane, the existence of my career, I'd like to say, yeah, I'm an expert of an expert. And if I don't know, I have no problem reaching out, picking up a phone, and asking a question. Information is out there.
I hear that. Now, we have a number of listeners that didn't get to ask any questions or make any comments. So what I'm going to do, guys, is this. If you're listening, and some of you have been listening over 30 minutes, and you have a question or a comment, hit 1 and the pound sign on your phone, and I'll be able to see you raise your hand, and you can ask Mrs. Russell any question that you have in relation to, of course, what we're talking about. Going once, going twice, okay. So we do have one here from the 931 area code, with the first three numbers being 320. That's 931 area code, 320. Please state your name, where you're from, and proceed.
Yes. Hello, Ms. Russell.
Hi.
My name is Sean Carrington here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm with MrSean.com. I just wanted to say thanks for what you do. I'm on a similar mission. I'm a full-time mentor here with a military background. So when you spoke about the military, it really pumped me up a little bit. So I appreciate that. But I just wanted to say thank you for what you do. I know it's a huge need in the area, in the communities. I was a recruiter in the military, so I definitely seen some of the challenges with the resumes and stuff like that. So I definitely understand what you're doing, what you're trying to help the communities with, and so I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome. I'll be sure to echo that to my colleague Danielle. She is always under the balls of eyes with trying to get resumes in and out because it is a process.
Yes, I understand.
All right, Mrs. Russell, so this very last time, and just so that all of our listeners can know how to reach you, get that contact information out again, and then we'll proceed toward, you know, shutting this thing down.
My contact phone number is 813-586-0877. My website is agape, agapeccg.com, and my email address is agape, agapeccg@yahoo.com. And the name of my company is Agape Career Counseling Group.
All right. Was there anyone that you'd like to thank?
I would just like to thank my Lord and Savior for blessing me to be in this position because, again, I don't work. I just get to hang out every day and exist. So it's just a blessing.
All right. Well, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners, we do appreciate you for joining us here today to listen to the greatest Deborah Russell. She gave a lot of good information. You can also find her by going to www.thinkbigradio.com with her name, or you can find her in the Listen Now section. All of you guys that are listening on your phone, don't forget that you can go to the Android store or you can go to the Apple store and download our podcast, Think Big Radio. You'll be able to hear her interview on there for those of you that want to share it. And we definitely appreciate you. And until next time, you guys think big.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.